Good morning to my podcast listeners. This is Justin Nyoni. It's Monday, the 19th of October. And I just wanted to give you some inspiration just for this segment for the day. My thought for the day is about collaboration. We need to start to collaborate. There's a favorite music video of mine that I'm listening to right now. It's DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber, and Drake. I think a lot of you have seen it. But as I saw that video, I was thinking about collaboration. And I thought about something that Rich Chiffron said. I was reading Rich Chiffron. He's a famous internet marketer, very smart business guy. But he said something very interesting. I read on his manifesto about how big companies do it. And what he did was he was reading about Agora Publishing. He was speaking to the guys who run Agora Publishing, which is a big information marketing company, right? And the guys at Agora are the big professionals. And they were talking about the growth of these information companies in the difference between the growth in the United States and in England and in Europe. And they talked about the reason why some of the American companies grew in their industry faster than the European companies is because the American companies collaborated. The European companies went out on their own and they never collaborated with their enemies, so to say. So what it means is that you were talking about renting lists, right? So what that means to those who are not familiar with that is that, okay, let's say I've got my podcast and I've got my listeners and I've got a guy who's in the same space and we're basically competing for the same listeners. So what happens is the American companies would collaborate. So they would rent. So I would go to the podcast B guy and say, hey, can you give me a list of your subscribers and I will send my podcast to your list and then I'll give you a cut of whatever we make. That kind of a collaboration. So the American companies did a lot of that, where they would rent their competitors' lists, you know, for a cut, and the competitors would rent their lists. So basically you're talking about if you've got customers that haven't bought from you from a long time. So probably you've got a list, let's say you've got a list of 5,000 customers or 100 customers, and you've got probably, usually you probably have like 20% active customers. And then you've got this probably 40% of customers who haven't contacted in a long time. And then you can take those, because some of those customers haven't bought for you for various reasons, right? So what these guys did is you take those customers and then you rent them out to your competitor. So basically you say, okay, fine, I'm going to sell your product to my guys for a cut. So the American companies did a lot of this collaboration, right? And what they found was the American companies grew larger to become big giants than the European companies that stayed small. And, I mean, to Rich Chiffron, that was a powerful, powerful lesson about collaboration and how the big companies do it, especially for small businesses, because small business people tend to have a very limited mindset, right? We tend to have a very scarcity mindset. I think it comes from a lot of us because we come from employment background. We're employed, right? And in an employment setting, it's a zero-sum game. Only one person wins. You know, there's only one promotion. And working a lot of times with your friends at work doesn't really benefit you. You know, now it's beginning to change, but in a more traditional sense, most of the time it doesn't, because there's only one position and one person is going to get it. So it tends to promote a culture of hoarding information and working by yourself and being very conniving and being very self-centered, right? And hating your enemies. But when it comes to business, what they've discovered, it seems the opposite works. You need to have a abundance mindset. So what they found, what the study was about, is that as you collaborate, as you work with your friends and your enemies and your competitors, it makes the market bigger for various reasons. First of all, is that it makes the market bigger. How does it do that? First of all, if you think about maybe we're in the drinks market. So you've got Coca-Cola, you've got Pepsi, you've got some other drinks companies, right? If you only had one company in the soft drink space, it means that company is spending X amount of money on marketing, right? So Coca-Cola is spending $1 billion on marketing. So because Coca-Cola is only spending that much on marketing, so I mean, they're spending that much to convince people to drink soft drinks. But if you've got three companies, right, all spending X amount of money, you find that there's probably $3 or $4 billion going towards that market. So there's $3 or $4 billion that's channeled towards convincing people to drink more soft drinks. Inevitably, what that does is that the market grows. It means there are more people who are willing to buy soft drinks because more people know about it, because there's more money being spent and there's more awareness about soft drinks. You see, so what that it lowers your front end costs. That's a marketing technical term for that. So because a market with no competitors, it means you're the only person who's trying to convince people to buy that one product, and it's so difficult and it's so expensive. But a market where there's lots of competitors, it means that people are almost like they're cultivated to buy your brand. To buy, all you have to do is now market your brand. They're cultivated by the product category, right? So we've been activated, right, by all this advertising to buy beer, because there's so many beer companies, right, and they've spent a lot of marketing dollars. I mean, from you look at it as an analogy for like a garden. So basically, you have the land has been tilled. You're not going to virgin land. It's land that has been tilled, that has been prepared, you know, and all you have to do is drop your particular seed, and for it to grow. And that's a very, very good analogy. So that's the thing about whatever you're doing, whatever I'm doing, you see. So, I mean, what I'm trying to say here is that we need to change your mind. Because a lot of things, I mean, even the difficulties I'm facing right now with friends, I mean, I face it with friends with big deals. We've lost big money only because people get threatened. And maybe you're smart and you're handsome or you're beautiful and you find that nobody wants to work with you because they think you can outshine them. But it's a small... It's a mindset that's coming from an employment mindset, a limited mindset. How has hip-hop music grown so much? How has pop music grown, modern music? How has it grown so big now? It's because they collaborate. And that's what I'm trying to encourage you right now. You need to collaborate. You need to work with your friends. You need to work with your enemies. Find a way to work with them because they are for your good. And it goes back to what Jesus said. And Jesus was a very smart guy. So, I mean, he said, love your enemies and pray for them. And I don't think he just meant, which is what he meant, yeah, for literally loving your enemies and praying for them. But another thing is that your enemies aren't really your enemies. If you had no enemies, then you'd have no reward. So what he was trying to say is there's a benefit to having enemies. There's a benefit to having competitors. There's a benefit to having a lot of people going after what you want. It actually helps you out. All you have to do is find a way to differentiate yourself and establish your brand. And it also goes towards that mindset that the market is bigger, the pie will grow. It's not a zero-sum game. Right now, there's no one music star. You look at in your playlist, those guys are making money because you. Look at my playlist. There's Justin Bieber. There's hip hop. There's Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's lots of music. There's lots of product in one phone. To one person to listen to a lot of things. Why? Because those artists took the time to work with their friends and their enemies. Doesn't mean every artist works with people they like. No, you work with people because it's profitable. And it has been profitable. And the market has grown. And a lot of people are listening to a lot of different types of music. And the artists are growing richer from that. And that's the lesson that we have to learn today. So that's the lesson I'm giving you guys, is that learn to work with your enemies. Find a way. Work with somebody. Somebody's got a podcast. Somebody's got a product. You've got a shop. Find a way to work together. You've got some sort of a business. Find a way. You see, you can do those kind of deals where you go to the next guy and say, okay, fine. You can take your competitor's products. You've got a shop and you're selling X product, right? And you've got some customers that you know. These customers buy, but they haven't bought for you for 6 months. And some of those people haven't bought for you because maybe your product is not the right one. Maybe it's not the right price point. So you can go to your competitor who probably selling a cheaper product, right? And that product, those people probably do respond to his product better than yours. But you can do a deal with the guy. Okay, fine, you'll take 20% cut from whatever sales you get from his product to your customers. That kind of sharing will make you more profitable. It'll make your business more profitable. It'll make the pile grow. So that's the encouragement for the day, for this segment. Collaborate, 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 collaborate. Alright.
Okay, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And please, please, please subscribe Old Money University on Spotify. Let's grow the community. Tell a friend and send me a message, please. I would like to hear from you, where you're listening from. If something has been of encouragement or has helped you in any way, I'd really, really appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'll see you next time.